Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And there we go. The full time whistle goes in the San Siro. First leg of the round of 16 goes 2-0 to Liverpool. Wow. Tricky performance. Tough at times. Inter Milan having some really good opportunities, some good possession, giving Liverpool a hell of a game at times. But Bobby Firmino off the bench breaking the deadlock, and Mohamed Salah with a deflected left foot finish sees Liverpool home and dry in this one. Chris, yeah, as I was saying before we went on this segment, it was neither like the 90 plus minute winner that we kind of felt it might end up being. There was no heartbreak in it from the Inter Milan perspective, and it also wasn't, as we found out, by about 55 minutes, it became clear it wasn't going to be a game that Liverpool ran away with.
No, it wasn't, but we had to tough it out. Make no mistake about that. I think, you know, from my point of view, I'm looking at that going, first half, even-ish. You couldn't really call who had the better of it. Liverpool obviously had more shots, etc., etc. I've etc'd nothing there. Liverpool had more shots, full stop. no side, neither side had anything on target. Second half, Inter Milan come out really well, and it looked like they forced our hand in a way into making those substitutions. Obviously, it might, I'm speculating, it might have been a little bit of a blow to the lads to not have Jota out there second half, because I'd be surprised if that wasn't an injury at half-time. I'd be really surprised, because I think Jota was playing quite well. I don't think he was doing anything particularly differently to Bobby. Bobby did come on and knit the game together really well, though. And it wasn't until those substitutions happened, that's when Liverpool started to get a grip in the game. Still took them a few minutes, but we started to get a grip in the game. And then from there, you know, that Bobby goal breaks the game wide open. And it was as serious, as business-like performance as you're going to get away from home against a good side. A good side.
Absolutely.
Which is something I learned tonight.
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt. Daniel McMurray sent us a super chat in, saying, enjoy them win, lads. My four-year-old son and I are singing songs in our lounge room in Australia with Jamie Webster blaring YNWA. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, enjoy all of these moments. The wins come in all shapes and sizes, but they're more special on the European stage. Get to go to another team. You've just gone to the Champions of Italy there and come away with a 2-0 win. Jordan with 449 super chat in, Bobby and Hendo coming on and making a huge impact. I hope that 1% of the fan base that banished them take a more balanced view in the future. YNWA. This is the thing, Chris. We've all wanted a deeper squad. And everyone's been going on, oh, it's the owners, it's the owners, it's the owners. Liverpool have got the squad. They always had the squad. We've added one more player to the squad, but it's, you know, we've got Javier back from injury.
Fit and, you know, we're now in a position where 27 people deserve to be in a 25-man squad, which is mad.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. But this is the thing. Everyone's going to get their chance. There'll be a couple of mainstays with the guys who are in the pomp of their career, the full-fit ones. Salah will play almost every game. Virgil will play almost every game. Alisson will play almost every game. Robbo, Trent. But then most of the other lads around that will need to be managed through things, because the criticism is we've got a lot of lads who have injury issues. This is what we're seeing here tonight. Like, if Jota's properly injured, that's really bad. But if he's only got it wouldn't shock me if it was just a precautionary thing, because there's no need, because you've got Roberto Firmino on the bench, you've got Luis Diaz on the bench. Christ, we've got Origi and Minamino on the bench as well if we really wanted to. You know, Jordan Henderson proven once again that you just write Jordan Henderson off of your pedal because he's a tremendous footballer, but him, Naby and Bobby all added just more energy, more guile, and a bit more sort of speed to what we were doing through the middle of the pitch, I thought.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think for me, I think personally, I'm like, it's the Harvey Elliott not being there was probably what glued that together. He had that little bit more experience there with Jordan and Naby Keita. But here's the thing, just because I don't think Harvey Elliott was brilliant in that game, he'll have learned a lot from that game.
Yep.
And I think that's just as important sometimes. So you might make a mistake if you're Jurgen Klopp. It might have been a mistake. It might not have been a mistake playing Harvey Elliott in this game. But I'll tell you what, it will help him in his development as a footballer. What you realised is that, you know, having Naby Keita in there was a massive difference maker. Having Jordan Henderson play the six, I would never have taken Fabinho off in this game and played Jordan Henderson in the six. But actually, I think he probably improved us on the ball.
Yeah.
You know, whereas I'm thinking, shit, we need to be reactive. They're having the better of Trent Alexander-Arnold. Let's get Jordan Henderson in on the right-hand side. Let's help out Trent Alexander-Arnold. Jürgen's flipped it and gone, right, we're not keeping the ball very well. Who can keep the ball? Jordan Henderson. Think about how to defend it. How do we get the ball? Yeah. How do we keep the ball? How do we move forward? How do we win the game?
I can't remember what game it was not too long ago where we took James Milner off. Was it Chelsea maybe? And we took James Milner off because it felt like we were fighting for our lives, and Milner's back in doing loads of defensive dirty work, and we bring on a more offensive
just
midfield.
On the edge of the penalty area, sat next to Fabinho in his pocket basically, was he? I don't remember the game, yeah. I remember the performance.
And that's the thing, positive substitutions rather than going, we need to defend more and better, because we were defending well. That's the thing. It's edgy because the ball's in around our penalty area, but we defended them really well. But what we did was we let the handbrake off a bit, and we went, right, okay, we're going to go and give them some more problems up the pitch. I was very well impressed by the bollocks that we showed.
And Diaz, for me, obviously we're not there, but I think that had an impact on the fans. I could hear the fans when Diaz came on. I could hear, you know, once that first goal goes in there, having a real wail of a time. You can hear them, that taking over that atmosphere and stuff like that. Diaz is a bit of an enigma, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He picks the ball up on the left-hand side, and all of a sudden, he's on the penalty. In fact, he's right-hand side of the goal as you're looking at it, taking shots. He picked the ball up on the fucking wing for that one. You know what I mean? And there's a few times where he just pops up in the centre of the park. An absolute nightmare. Especially if you're used to playing 60 minutes against Sadio Mane, Mane is all over the place, but not with the ball at his feet. Like, Diaz takes the ball and moves around the pitch with it. That must be a frigging nightmare for people.
Yeah, we've brought five substitutes on there, and obviously the Milner one it was the end of the game, seeing it out kind of thing. But we've refreshed some key positions on the field there with equally brilliant footballers who just do things in a slightly different way. So we've kept our system largely the same, but just put a new variation on it. It's like a different comedian telling the same joke, or a different chef making the same meal, but adding their own sort of, you know, their own measurements to it and what have you. Henny Ox benched. Welcome as a first teamer. Thanks so much for joining us. The fan reaction show will follow live immediately after this one on YouTube, but I'll be reading through some comments, and all the YouTube members get to access the live chat for that one. We had a super chat in from Brace DeVille, $10. Thank you. It says the subs made a difference tonight. What a team. Proper win that. I agree with that. In games gone by, in European nights gone by, different managers, you'd be made up with 1-0 there, Chris. Like that under Rafa, that's a 1-0 smash and grab, and you're laughing all day long. You go and you park the bus and you sit in and you defend that 1-0 lead for all your life. Whereas we just got back to playing more of our own game, and as I said during the game, it was more likely to end up 3-0 to Liverpool than it was 2-1 by the time we scored the second.
It was then, wasn't it, that all that nous and, you know, learnings that we've made from the last few years, it's just like we started to piss them off at the end of the game. They were getting angry because they couldn't get the ball off us. And sometimes I think when you get beat, sometimes you'd rather be beaten by a side that are playing so much better than you.
Yeah.
Rather than, because then you go home and you go, if we'd have just done this, if we'd have just done that, there was a fucking chance we'd still be in this tie. And they are, like, they're a good side, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
They can come back into it and whatever. But, you know, it being close and losing by two, that's a dagger in the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, let's be honest, as we said previously, you've got to go and score. Well, you've now got to go and score three to win at Anfield. You can't go and, you haven't got the away goal thing going for you. Where, all right, well, you might think 2-0 at Anfield, go through on the away goals rule next time. They've got to go and properly beat us if they want to get through. Like, so yeah, absolutely. That's a devastating killer blow. Hey everyone, Mates here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo, Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com, sign up, and join us on Red Men Plus. A tweet which has been brought to our attention from a guy called Mark Carey 93. Henderson was only on the pitch for around 30 minutes, but made 44 passes, more than Thiago, Elliott and Fabinho managed when on the pitch, took control of the game and raised the tempo. I've just got one more super chat to read, and then will you go through some of the stats for us, please, Chris? Henry Oxbench is back again with the super chat this time. Look at 90 minutes of football. Klopp hasn't got anything wrong. Trusting the centre-backs and changes made 15 minutes into the second half. That's a great point, is that we all live in the moment and we're very reactionary and we all feel our feelings and emotions, and you can't change that. That's how we all are, and to different extents. But that's a spot on comment. That is that Jürgen Klopp doesn't manage for the moment to moment. He manages for 90, or he manages 180 minutes, two-legged tie. He manages for weeks and months and seasons. So yeah, we should all, by this point into his reign, probably.
Yeah, look, I was emotional before, as everybody else was. No means to call people out, by the way, but it takes away from my enjoyment of the game when I've got people bitching and whinging about it when things haven't happened yet. I love and enjoy the fight, watching the football and seeing what happens and builds up. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, like, don't get me wrong, and we're all entitled to sit and talk and analyse and stuff like that, but like, just guessing that something's going to go wrong, that's weird to me.
You can say someone's had a poor performance, but saying we're fucked now, or this is terrible, or this is going, we're going to lose now, it's just like, that's just, yeah.
I just don't get it. So I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
You only get so many types in your fingers. You only get so many movements in your life. Don't waste any of them.
The coupling smile.
When you're 90, you know what, exactly, when you're in your 90s and whatever, and you're clinging on and you just wish you had a bit more time. You think about all those pointless comments you put in on social media when you were younger for no reason, not trusting in Jürgen Klopp's Liverpool, and realise that you're dying earlier because you've wasted some of your life on that. Remember that?
Yeah, it's a sad thing to think about.
Stats, please, Chris.
That's right. So we started off about 10 minutes into the second half. I asked you possession stats. 65% possession, wasn't it?
50-50.
No, that was first half.
Yeah.
10 minutes into the second half. It was 65% for the second half. It was 50, ended, and I don't think we've got this on the iPad, but it ended, Liverpool had 55% of the ball in the second half, and Inter Milan 45. But all round stats, it was 54% possession to Liverpool, 13 shots to 9, 2 on target to Liverpool, none for Inter Milan. And they're really the stats that matter. Big chances, we created 2, we missed both of them. But we scored the 2 ones that
We were making a joke all through the game about that there being no shots on target, and there you go, in terms of clinicality from the mighty Reds, 2 shots on target.
Screened as well.
Yeah, 2 shots. 2 shots on target, 2 goals from the mighty Reds, and that's the difference between Liverpool and Inter Milan. Unfortunately for them, you know, Liverpool have been, and something that we weren't last season, amongst other things, possessing fit centre-halves, for example, we weren't clinical in front of goal. We absolutely, you know, it's ridiculous how dangerous Liverpool are. And this is the thing, we've said about this against Burnley at the weekend. That's another game that Liverpool have effectively won via set pieces. And because we have got that in our arsenal, and sometimes it's used as sort of like a criticism, but...
No, we can do all this and...
Yes, exactly.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely that. Completely agree with that. Yeah, absolutely magical stuff. We have got another stat, I believe, here for you guys when this loads in. There you go, up to Joe. 2, Mohamed Salah is only the second player to score against both AC Milan and Inter Milan in the same Champions League season after Peter Crouch for Tottenham in 2010-2011. Wonderful stuff. Right, we will be back with loads more post-match content for you guys in a few moments. If you're watching this live on YouTube right now, I will return with your reaction. So you can tweet us at the Redmen TV, or if you're a member here on YouTube, you can activate with us in the live chat. I don't know why I said activate. It's a very, very futuristic sounding word. And then Chris will return for player ratings. And then the biggie, we are live streaming on Redmen Plus for the instant match reaction. We'll do 25 minutes or so, having a bit of a deeper dive into this game and some of the good performances of any players you really want us to focus on. Let us know in the comments on either of those two shows and we'll focus on them on that show. But head over to theredmentv.com. There is a post there, I believe, ready for you guys. So if you head over there, there's a massive big yellow join now button on the right hand side of your page. You just click join today, and then there will be a post on there for you to click. I presume it will be there if it's not there already. You can get on there and then you can get involved with us live on Redmen Plus. So yeah, hope to see you over there. And of course, you can get all that stuff after the fact as well. Where if you want podcasts, we have got podcasts covered, streaming into your native podcasting app each and every week, covering all angles of Liverpool Football Club. And from next week, it's Wembley week as well. So get geared up for the League Cup final, because... Right, thanks so much. We'll see you all very soon. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.